I know the Lord will find a way for me. I know the Lord will find a way for me.
Hi, this is Jim Lanning. On this week's South Main Church of Christ podcast, it's a special episode. This Thanksgiving Day, we're taking a few moments to discuss this holiday, its history, and what you should know. Ernie Starling, one of our elders here at the church, is our guest. Ernie?
I'd like for everyone to remember, before you start stuffing yourself on Thanksgiving Day, give thanks to God for the food and for all the blessings of life that you have received from God. Keep God in your prayer.
Thanks, Ernie. We'll get to my conversation with Ernie in a moment. First, Jared has the Christian news.
If you'll allow it, I'll broaden our discussion just a bit for just a moment and take a look at the news headlines happening around the country. Former President Donald Trump's re-election has spurred some learning about what America can find out about faith voters. The Christian Chronicle reports Trump won big among Catholics and Protestants. Kamala Harris, meanwhile, did better among Jewish voters and those who identified as something else. One Church of Christ in Appleton, Wisconsin, has now baptized 6 family members into Christ just this year. 25 years into their friendship, sons and daughters in the Janacek and Blankenship families agreed to be immersed and join Christ's family and receive the gift of God's Spirit. 2 teams from a Church of Christ in Lexington, Kentucky, traveled to South America recently to take part in mission trips. 4 people went on the first trip to Chillon, Chile, and the minister of Southside Church of Christ later went to visit 7 churches to teach and encourage Chilean Christians. How can I keep from singing? That question is actually the name of a song and is meant to support us while we strive for better and more harmonious a cappella. If that story got your attention, you can find a link to it and the others in the news in the show notes for this podcast. From South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington, Ohio, I'm Jared Allen with the Christian News for the week of November 24th, 2024.
We have heard the joyful sound. Jesus says, Jesus says, spread the tidings all around. Jesus saves, Jesus saves, bear the news to every land, find the sea and cross the waves, onward 'tis our Lord's command, Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. I'm Tyler Wade.
He paid that debt at Calvary. He cleansed my soul and set me free. I'm glad that Jesus did all my sins erase. I now can sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace, all day long. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay.
Now, the conversation. Since it is the Thanksgiving weekend, we have put together a special Thanksgiving podcast, and Ernie has done that for us, so we appreciate that so much for him doing that. And Ernie, do you want to begin with what you have today? Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jim. The first Thanksgiving was in 1621. In September of 1620, a small ship called the Mayflower left Plymouth, England, carrying 102 passengers, seeking a new home where they could freely practice their faith, and other individuals lured by the promise of prosperity and land ownership. Unfortunately, only half of the Mayflower's passengers and crew lived to see the first New England spring. In March of 1621, the settlers moved ashore. They received an astonished visit from a Native American tribe who greeted them in English. Another Native American taught the pilgrims how to cultivate corn, extract sap from maple trees, catch fish in the rivers, and avoid poisonous plants. He also helped forge an alliance with a local tribe which endured for 50 years. In 1789, George Washington issued the first Thanksgiving proclamation by the national government of the United States. In 1817, New York became the first of several states to officially adopt an annual Thanksgiving holiday. In 1863, Abraham Lincoln, at the height of the Civil War, in a proclamation entreating all Americans to ask God to commit to his tender care all those who have become widows, orphans, mourners, or sufferers of the deplorable civil strife, and to heal the wounds of the nation. But as we as Christians should have a heart of thanksgiving every day for the blessings God has given us as individuals and as a nation, and we should especially be thankful on the first day of the week when we remember what Jesus did for us all. When we partake of the communion, we have so much to be thankful for.
Ernie, as I heard that, one of the things that just stuck in my mind is that only half of them were alive the next spring, and that makes you think about how we have it. So many of us are blessed. You know, we have it so warm, usually. Even when it's hot, it's cooled off, and so many blessings in this country. Not everybody has those. Not everybody in this country has those. We need to be mindful of that. We need to be thankful for what blessings we have, but we also need to see around us those that are suffering, and if there's anything we can do to help to make things better for them. So that's one thing to keep in mind with Thanksgiving. And remember, it's just not one day.
Every day.
Every day. Thank you so much, Ernie. Thanks for listening. I'm Jim Lanning, currently serving as one of the three elders at South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington, Ohio. The other two elders at our church are Tom Shepherd and Ernie Starling. We would like to thank all the guests who agreed to take part in our discussion each week and hope to have them back with us in the future to discuss the Bible and what we can learn from Scripture. Our weekly announcements are written by Holly Randolph and narrated by Mark Randolph. Thanks to Jared Allen, our technology room steward and media producer, as well as for serving as the writer, editor, and news anchor on this podcast. Hymns sung on our podcast originate from two hymnals we use in our auditorium. Those are Songs of the Church and Sacred Selections. Hymns used in this podcast episode include our podcast opening, I Know the Lord Will Find a Way for Me, arranged by Reed Lancaster. He Paid a Debt He Did Not Owe, composed by American Folk Melody and Pam Stevenson. We have heard The Joyful Sound, composed by William J. Kirkpatrick and Priscilla J. Owens, as well as our closing hymn, I'll Fly Away, composed by Albert E. Brumley. We thank all our church members for their support. Most of all, we thank you for listening to the South Main Church of Christ podcast and hope you will subscribe wherever you get your podcast. We hope you will come join us for a Sunday worship service at 7 Smith Street in New Lexington, Ohio, and stop in during one of our Bible study sessions. Please be on the lookout for our special podcasts posted from time to time. Let's talk again next week.